Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Hear and Be Healed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I ache for believers. There are a lot of good people, good-hearted people, that fight the so-called prosperity message, abundance, message of abundance. They fight it. They think they don't like it. They find fault with people like us, especially if you dare say something like believing for an airplane or something like that. It hurts my heart when I hear it. Because they're not going to stop us. Not even going to slow us down.
No, not at all.
But they're going to miss out.
Yeah.
Because if you judge our church, you judge us unworthy of something that nice, you just judge yourself unworthy of it. If it's wrong for us to have something nice, it's wrong for you to have something nice. Or that's why you're just a hypocrite. Right?
Yes, sir.
And people are just denying themselves and depriving themselves uselessly. And they will do without things and leave this life and get to glory. And for the first several years, just every once in a while, you'll hear, oh, you mean I could have?
Yeah.
And we could have had.
Yeah.
And the Lord will say, I told you.
Right.
I told you.
Yeah.
But forget all about it. Here, come here, let me dry your tear. Didn't the Bible say he'd dry the tears? Nothing going to hold us back. But why miss out on being blessed? And the greatest thing about being blessed, more blessed, is that you can be a greater blessing to others and do more. That's why the enemy fights it so hard. He wants to curtail your ability. No, but not you. You're not fighting against the seed of the Word of God. You let the seed in and you let it get planted and you nurture it and you hold on to it and you keep it until it brings forth fruit. 30, 60, 100-fold. Now in this time and in the world to come. Eternal life. Can you say, I believe it? I believe it. I believe it. Now keep reading here. He said, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health, for the margin says, medicine to all their flesh. Well, how does medicine work? Most medicine works progressively. It assists your body or your system or your immune system or something in some way, and you take it over a period of time, and it aids. It's medicine. Words are life to those that find them and health are medicine to all their flesh. And again, he says this, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. He had just said this, his words are life, but he's in us.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Healing power from God, healing our body, can actually come out of the middle of us.
That's right.
It's not coming from us as a source. It's coming from Him, but He's in us.
That's right.
Is it true, friends?
Yes.
In our heart. So keep your heart with all diligence. Now this word diligence will remind you of being sober and watchful and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he's going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Why should you have to be on the watch? He wants to steal the word out of you. He wants to put seeds of fear in you. Can you see this? And you and I need to be very protective of our hearts, of what we believe. Does it matter what we believe?
Yes.
It matters about everything in your life. It's life and death. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Keep reading. Put away from you a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from you. Now, when you hear perverse, a lot of times people have a very limited concept of what that means. Froward would have to do with that which is pushing back against God, and perverse is that which is twisted and would include evil things. But evil covers a lot more ground than the religious concept of it. The Bible said those 10 spies that went into Canaan land came back and brought up an evil report. Well, they wasn't cussing. What did they say? What is it? It's Numbers, isn't it? Numbers 13, yeah, about 1330. Numbers 1330. Let's look at exactly what the Bible calls an evil report. When they came back and they brought the bad report, Caleb stilled the people before Moses, and he said, "Let's go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Did it look like that in the natural?
No,
but this is how faith talks.
Right. Yeah.
And was God able to use them and overcome them? It happened in the next generation,
Yes, it didn't.
It? Uh-huh. So you couldn't say they weren't able because they were.
That's right.
The next generation did it. Verse 31, but the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they what? Brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. We saw the giants, sons of Anak, there. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Now, was all of that a lie, looking at it from the natural? Were they big? Were the walls huge? Did they look and seem impenetrable? And if you were just looking from a military standpoint, can this little, you know, relatively compared to all these nations, bunch of former slaves take on these giants with all these iron chariots and weaponry and walled cities? It would look like what they're saying was accurate. And yet the Bible calls it a what?
Evil report.
Evil report. Why? Because it contradicts God's report.
Amen.
He didn't say it's a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. He said it's a land that flows with milk and honey.
That's right.
It's the best of lands. I picked it out for you personally. Why am I saying this? Oh, you got to watch. You got to watch, friends. The devil is very subtle. I've got a bad report. My kidneys are working, you know, 20% less than they were. And I got this and I got that. And I can't do this and I'm not able to do that. Isn't that what they were saying? We're not able. We can't. Is that what the Lord told you? That you're not able? Those are froward mouth and perverse words. Most people wouldn't recognize it. Because the whole world talks this way. It just sounds, well, I'm just saying what it is. Yeah, but the Lord said something. He said, "Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you." So when you lay back and say, "I can't, and there's no way," God calls that evil. You're speaking evil. And when you let that in your heart, it can choke out what He said. Did they let these words, that's why it was so evil, did they let the words that these 10 spies brought back overwhelm and choke out what God had told them? That's evil. I said, that's evil. In essence, God said, God who had done all these miracles and brought them out with a mighty hand and said, I've found a land for you. I've given it to you. Go up and possess it. I'll be with you. You can do it. Mm-hmm. And basically they said, no, none of that's right. None of that's true. This is true. It's a land that will eat you up and spit you out. Talking unbelief, yielding to fear, letting these things in your heart and in your mind spell defeat. You have to be vigilant. You have to be diligent. And even though the report may be true, the feeling may be there, you cannot talk it. I said you cannot talk it. Last week in the Greater Faith Conference, we got into talking about Abraham. How was he so great in faith? And how did he wax strong in faith? He considered not his own body, now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. But he grew strong in faith. How? You cannot be strong in faith looking at how you feel. Talking about the test. Talking about who died with this and what happened over here. You cannot. Faith will leave you. The seed will be pushed out. You got to protect your heart. Anything that remotely is going to suggest that God's word and God's will is not yours and not coming to pass, you got to jump up, come on both of your feet and say, get out of here. No, no, no. This is all I'm listening to. This is all I'm saying. Keep it. Keep what he said. What he said. With long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation. I took your infirmities. I bore your sicknesses. I carried your pains. Nothing is impossible with me. Nothing is impossible when you believe me. You can do this.
Yes, sir.
That's, you got to be so selective. That's all you let yourself think about. Now, not everybody will understand that. But they'll shout with you with the victory. But if you listen to them, you won't have a victory. I had some folks in our life when we first started in ministry try to tell me not to do what God was telling us to do. They meant well. They were sincere. They were sincerely wrong. They did. They did their best to talk me out, talk Phyllis and I out of obeying God, out of doing what the Lord told us to do. And some of these same folks, 20 years later, come around and go, oh boy, you did the right thing. You did the right thing. Oh, God sure blessed you. And I had to bite my lip to keep from saying, if I'd listened to you, I wouldn't have.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Hear and Be Healed, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, June 5th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.